The Turkish city of Istanbul has two physical sides, one in Europe, the other in Asia, and in between, the Bosphorus Strait, one of the busiest shipping channels in the world. We're going to hear a story now about a Turkish man who dreams of returning to Istanbul to kayak across that busy body of water. And as you're about to hear from Laura Clivens of station KQED, he's got one added challenge.
Ahmet Ustanel has been blind since he was 3 years old, when he lost his sight from eye cancer. He grew up in Istanbul, next to the Bosphorus Strait.
And I used to think that, you know, one day this strait, Bosphorus, should be more accessible to blind swimmers, blind surfers, or sailors.
Maybe he thought he could be that blind person navigating the Bosphorus. After all, there was a Greek myth about it.
There was this blind king called Phineas, and he used to live on the north side of the Bosphorus. His mission was guiding sailors in the dark safely to Black Sea from Mediterranean. So I thought, wow, you know, this guy is cool, so we should continue this tradition. So
years later, at 37, Ustanel hasn't given up on this dream. Now he lives in San Francisco. He moved to the U.S. to be with his wife. Last spring, Ustanel won the Holman Prize for Blind Ambition. That's $25,000 for blind or visually impaired adventurers. It helped him buy the right kayak and instruments needed to cross the Bosphorus solo. So how do you kayak if you can't see? First, use your other senses. Ustanel says they're full of information.
The direction of the current, smell of the land, plants or flowers, people, construction sounds, cars, the wind.
To cross the Bosphorus, Ustanel will kayak just 3 miles, but the strait is busy. The waters are crowded with huge freighters and tankers alongside small ferries and fishing boats, and the currents are strong. So Ustanel needs gadgets that tell him exactly where he is and what's around him. Today, he's launching off into a small lake in San Francisco. He rolls a suitcase to the dock, and inside, there's a black and yellow inflatable kayak. Ustanel takes his white and red cane and sticks it on the back like a flagpole.
Yeah.
What do you want it to say? Like, what? Why put this out?
So, don't run me over.
Is it also a pride, or is it mostly just
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm a blind guy kayaking. You know, raising awareness, also, you know, symbolic thing.
Life jacket, check. Water shoes, check. Backup cell phone batteries, check.
Okay, so now I'm in. Let me see.
He pushes off and pulls out his smartphone. It's set to play at double speed for maximum efficiency.
Speed 0.6 kilometers, 245 degrees southwest, 246 degrees southwest.
Okay, so I'm gonna head south. So I will take the street on my right and keep going south.
One GPS is on his phone. The other is attached to his kayak and beeps slowly if Ustanel is on track. And faster if he's drifting. His kayak is powered by foot pedals that keeps its hands free to work all his devices. There's a sonar that fishermen use to find fish. Ustanel uses it to scan the water. When he's really in a pinch, Ustanel opens an app that connects him to a sighted person, a volunteer who could be anywhere in the world, who looks through the camera on his phone and sees for him.
Creating request.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I am on a kayak on a lake. I hear a street on my right. Can you see the street?
No, but that might just be the contrast. It's very dark.
It's very dark?
Just because the lake and the sky are so bright.
Okay.
There appear to be something moving there that might be cars.
Okay. And how
the tools he's using are prototypes. Ustanel's testing them to create a more accessible world for nautical blind people. It's the kind of advocacy he does in his day job, too. He teaches visually impaired students at San Francisco Public Schools, partly because he struggled to find blind role models when he was a kid. One of his was even a mythological king. These days, though, human heroes are easier to spot. They might just be kayaking on a nearby lake. For the world, Laura Clivens, San Francisco.